testing.
Testing.
Testing. 可以听到吗？有无？OK， 现在请大家打开《般若波罗蜜多心经》小本的诵本。啊，是吗？听得到吗？啊，请大家打开小本的《般若波罗蜜多心经》第三页。161, 161. 来，让我们大家一起念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子。色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝，帕拉伽帝，帕拉桑伽帝，波帝梭哈。现在请大家念诵这个修心八颂。如果有那个粉红色的招募课诵的话，是13页。大家有没有带来？这就是今天要讲的，哦，修心八颂。还有谁没有的，请举手。 Okay. 来。Oh, one more.大家现在可以先吃一下巧克力，这是Ken Romjay 给的。好，我看我们可以一边吃一边念了。OK， 修心八颂。我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情，随处与谁为伴时，视己教诸众人悲，从心深处思利他，恒常尊他为最上，一举一动观自心，正当烦恼出萌生，危害自与他人时，愿即苛斥令消除，秉性邪恶重有情，恒为猛烈最苦迫，见时如遇大宝藏，难值修悲愿珍惜，他人出于嫉妒心，非礼辱骂谤我等，亏损失败我取受，愿将胜利奉献他，无习饶意助某人，解曾身心寄厚望，彼虽非礼妄加害，愿人视为善之事，无论直接与间接，愿显利乐与友情，如母友情诸苦患，我愿暗中尽取受，愿我所修一切善，不为八法所垢染，身观诸法皆如幻，无执离缚得解脱。
Meditation may be difficult.
No, chocolate meditation.
Chocolate. So now visualize in front of oneself, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni for a few minutes, clear as possible.
现在呢，我们要做观想，在我们的前方虚空中有一尊本师释迦牟尼佛的像，观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next we recite the Buddha Shakyamuni mantra seven times. So, same time visualize. The nectar come from Buddha Shakyamuni, intro oneself, and purify all our negative karma.
接着我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七遍。在我们念诵心咒的时候呢，我们观想从本师的身体呢放出大光芒，然后同时呢降下甘露，将这些光芒和甘露呢净化了我们所有的业障烦恼。Ayata Om Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha Ayata Om Muni Muni MahamunayeNarada Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha Narada Muni Muni Mahamunaye Soha
One question, just one question. If you have.
请大家发问一个问题。OK, 这里有一个问题。
什么叫做真空间跟空性啊？我不懂。
再讲一次
啊，真空间跟空性是什么啊？
真空间
啊，真空间的空性哦。
真空间
啊，
空性间
啊，我不知道是什么来。
哦，我没有听过真空间啊。
空真间啊，空真间。
空哦，空
空
真
间啊，空真间。
OK， 空真间我听过。
啊、空真间。
What does one mean when we say the right view of voidness, or what is voidness? The view of voidness.
Mm-hmm.
安迪，你问的问题我们也不懂。
Sutra, so not just now we read Ha Sutra, you know, the poem is empty, emptiness is form. Yeah.
我们可以从心经来看，我们念诵心经不是有念到色不异空，空不异色。
So that.You know, in that sentence, so talk about the poem, but you can relate this sentence with all other things for oneself. You know, for example, oneself is empty. Emptiness is oneself. You know, can be related with any kind of object. In the text, this poem, you know, the sound, you know, then taste, you know, all different type of object we can.Put like that, exactly like that.
当我们讲到这一句，这句心经里面的名句，色不异空，空不异色的时候，我们其实可以把它延伸到啊，我们周围或和我们有关的东西，可以讲我们的这个色身呢，这个色身呢就是空，这空呢就是我们的色身，或者可以延伸到其他的东西，我们看到的一些东西啊，它可以讲那个东西呢是和空无二无别的，那空无二无别的空也和那个东西呢其实是同样的性质的。
Like form is empty, emptiness form. Then you can go exactly like that. Sound is empty, emptiness is sound. Then taste is empty, emptiness is like that. You know, then tangible object, yeah. So that you then the smell all this object, you know, five different object, for example. So you can relate exactly like that. You know, you can do like that.
进一步解释，你看到后面有色声香味触法，对不对？所以你可以讲色不异空，空不异色，所以就可以讲声不异空，空不异声。下一个是香味啊，香不异空，空不异香。还有味，我们尝到的味道，味不异空，空不异味。还有触，哦，感触到的东西，触不异空，空不异触；法不异空，空不异法。
Okay, so like that. So here maybe this example for putting oneself. Oneself is empty. Emptiness is oneself. You know. So maybe I can explain from there.
这只是一些例子，这样你可以讲你的这个，你的那个我的那个感觉，是我不异空，空不异我。
Okay, so, your question is very big. big question.
你的问题呢是很艰深的，比较。是高难度的一个问题，很大的一个问题。
So again, also last time we talked about ignorance. You know, when you talk about the 12 link, very beginning we talk about ignorance. So that's the root of problem, the ignorance. Not understanding the reality of the object, the true nature of the object, you know, not understanding that, include oneself, not understanding the reality of oneself. So that's called the ignorance. So that's the root of samsara. From the 12 links, so this is the first one. Because of that, we create karma. So then we have to circle in the samsara, endless like that.
就上次呢，我们都讲到，在我们上次啊，我们讲到这个十二因缘的时候，我们都讲到了，那个所有的轮回的根本其实就是无明嘛。你还记得十二因缘吗？无明缘行，行缘识，识缘名色啊，就上次讲过的。所以呢，无明呢是轮回的根本，就最主要的罪魁祸首就是无明。什么叫无明呢？无明就是对万法万事，就整个宇宙事物的真相不明了，它到底是怎么样运作的，我们对它不明了。这样的不明了呢，包括我们对我的自身的认识，我们对我自身的认识呢，其实并不是很清楚的，也不是很明了的。因为我们对我这个概念啊，这个认识不清楚，所以呢，我们就有的轮回。为什么呢？因为呢，在无明的推动下，这个我自身的不了解，我们就去造业。在我们造了业的时候呢，我们就会继续在这个娑婆世界轮回。
So here, so understanding the self. Understanding the person, you know, who circle in the samsara, who create the karma, to understand what kind of self, you know.
所以当我们讲这个我，或者你看佛经的时候，他讲的是人我，就人啊，就是人的，就是众生的这个人我，我们对人我的这种不了解呢，使我们呢造下了业。所以这个人我的这种执着，是我们造业的根本，是我们促使我们轮回的根本。
So like that. So here, so when you say person, self, you know, so then, of course, there are like Buddhists, non-Buddhists, even Buddhists have so many different views, you know, what is self, you know, person, self. You know, even non-Buddhists, also they have a lot of different views, you know, what is self, you know, so how they recognize, or how they possess the self. Yeah. So there's so many watching and debate, you know, in Buddhist, non-Buddhist, even Buddhists with many different type of tenet, you know, so there are a lot of discussion on that to identify the self, you know.
当我们谈到这个人我的时候呢，我们有所谓的佛教徒啦，也有非佛教徒。像佛教徒这个人我，他们不同的佛教徒这个人我有不同的见解。当然，这个非佛教徒这个人我呢，他们有很多，也有很多很多不同的见解。因为如果你要进一步认识的话呢，你就要知道怎么样去辨认或识别这个人我，这样你要懂什么是这个我。当你讲到这我，你讲的这个我是什么东西，所以呢，你需要建立对这个人我的见解。这样呢，在佛教里面呢，就有不同的宗派，他们对这个人我呢有不同的定义，有不同的见解。
Okay.
Thank you.
这样说啊，你明白吗？
Anyway, you just listen. Maybe you won't get what I'm saying everything now, but I have to explain. Otherwise, I cannot just, you know, what is pointless, you know, just two sentences, I cannot explain. Also,
现在可能比较难了解。可是如果当你讲空的话，它不是啊三言两语就可以解释清楚的啊。
Hey, so you have whole point is, identifying the self, the person, you know. So like non-Buddhist also, you know, normally we talk in other religious, you know, the soul, you know, people say sometimes, like Krishna, I don't know the word from, like soul, you know, like that. So like self. So even the non-Buddhists, they do believe future life, past life. Not every non-Buddhist, but many of non-Buddhists also, they do believe past life, future life.So then, what is really the person self, you know? There are a lot of discussion on that, non-Buddhist. Then, end of the day, those who believe future life, so there's something must go in the future. You know, create karma, then something must continue to suffer and experience the problem of happiness or suffering. Somebody have to continueThe result, so therefore they have to put what is self, you know. So they believe your own mind, one body is not the self, you know. There's something different, totally different from your body and mind, called, you know, like self, you know, separate from the body and mind. So that's like that. So that is like permanent, you know, never change, you know, like that. So that will carry on continually like that.
所以呢，我们想到这个空性啊，我们首先就要它的重点就是要能够认识啊，到底这个我在哪里，我是什么东西。因为我们讲到空性，就要能够辨认、辨识这个我。这样辨识这个我们可以看看其他的不是佛教徒啊，他们是怎样去辨认这个我的。这个非佛教徒就好像其他的宗教，比如说基督教，他们都认为有一个灵魂，就所谓的灵魂，比如说基督教，他们认为人是有一个灵魂的。这样呢，如果你就讲有这个灵魂的话呢，就表示就其他的宗教，有一些其他的宗教，并不是所有的其他的宗教，他们就建立了，他们就能够相信了有过去世的存在，也相信了会有未来世的存在。这样当你讲有未来世的存在的时候，因为有这个灵魂嘛，灵魂要过渡到下一世，就会有未来世。这未来世呢，一定有什么东西啊，什么东西啊，他们叫这个我了，一定有什么东西从这一生呢延续到下一生去，不可能是空空的这样过去，一定有一个东西呢延续到下去，就是延续到下一世，包括我们能够我们的经验，这一生的经验，或者是延续到下世感到痛苦啦、快乐啦，这些经验等等。所以呢，这样的延续啊，或者这样的相续，他们就需要用个东西来解释，从这一生到下一生，他们就把从这一生到下一生用这个我来解释，这个我延续从这一生到下一生，而这个我呢，就是他们定义为灵魂的东西啊。所以这有些宗教就是用这样的定义来解释，可是呢，他们的定义呢，这个我的定义，这个人我的定义，他认为这个人呢，人我的定义不是我们的身体。因为我们的身体呢不会过渡到下一生，下一生的身体是不一样，这样我们的心呢也没有过渡到下一生去，因为是不同的那个心，因为不同的东西，所以他们所定义的这个人我呢是离开，是和我们的身和心不关联的，没有关联的，是离身心而能够自主的这个我。
OK, 啊， So just some idea, you know. So the non-Buddhists, those who believe future life, past life, what really go, you know, life to life, not the mind, not the body. This is something else called self. You know, which is permanent, that will continue, carry on. You know, not the mind, not the body. You know, body doesn't go to the future life. So exactly, the mind depends on the body. Also, when the body sees, mind also sees. It doesn't go, you know, in future life. You know? So what goes, when they have to think, yeah, the self, you know, the soul or self, which is permanent, so that will go continually.
所以这只是给大家有一些概念，就是这些相信有过去生未来世的非佛教徒啊，不一定是基督教，可能是其他的印度的不同的宗教宗派，这样他们可能相信，他们相信有未来世，相信有过去世，可是呢，这个未来世和过去世呢，不只它指的不是我们的身和心这种过渡到下一生，或者从一生过渡到一生，而是有一个东西啊，他们叫做是我的东西。这个我的东西呢，是永生不灭的，不会灭亡的。它是从一生过渡到下一生，就一直带领了。在这一生里面，跟你换了一个身体，换一个心；下生跟你换了一个身体，换一个心。就是说，我们的这个心呢，虽然是依附着我们这个肉身而生活的，在这一世，我们的心是依附在我们的肉身而生活，因为我们这个肉身，我们会思想，会思考，所以根据他们的论点来看，当我们的身体死亡的时候，我们的心也跟着消灭了，所以我们的身和心一起灭亡。如果你讲你的身和心一起灭亡的时候，叫你又讲有下一生，到底是什么过渡到下一生呢？叫他们就创立了一个理论，叫做我。这个我呢，就从这一生过渡到下一生啊。所以这个我呢，或者他们叫做灵魂啊，它是永生不灭的，它是从一生到下一生的。可是每一个身呢，它有不同的身体，它有不同的心。
OK，
可以吗？你要问这样有什么问题？这样对不对
you need to use your brain a little bit, otherwise a little bit difficult.
这个很好，这样换出来是什么颜色？
什么颜色？这个我是什么颜色？
对对对。
So if these things carry out from one life to another, it's called self, then what color is this self? Let's ask these questions. What color is it?
No color.
No color, 没有颜色的。你要什么颜色 Andy?
No. 有时我看不见，我们几个人会看到，有时那些黑人要飞飞飞飞的，光光就过去的。从前住在
哦，你住在坟场附近啊？你看到有东西这样，是坟场里面飞来飞去，有颜色的啦。看到啊，你的眼睛看到，就你看到，别人没有看到。
我们是小孩子的时候，我们就看到。
哦。因为当那边就是很多花草。哦哦 ，Auntie asking the question is because last time when she was young, she stayed near a cemetery ground.So when she was a small girl, at that time, then she would see from the cemetery side the graveyard. Sometimes there's something that zoom come out, fly around, and all this, and there's color. So that's why she asked whether the mind has any color, or the self, not the mind, the self has any color. 你看过什么颜色的？哈？
黑色。
黑色的。She saw black color.
Now here, so.What I'm talking just now is I'm not talking about the Buddhist point of view. I'm talking about non-Buddhist point of view, how they talk about the self. Okay, because you must get that. Yeah.
所以呢， 仁波切要讲的就是刚才他所讲的东西呢，那个观点对于这一生过渡到下一生，过去生未来生，那个观点呢是非佛教徒的观点，不是佛教的观点。
Okay, I'm not in the Buddhist. Now I'm talking about the non-Buddhist how they think themselves. You know, something nothing to do with the mind, nothing to do with your body, something totally separate. You know, so that there's a self, something separate from my body and mind. You know, which is called life to life. You know.
所以刚才所讲的是非佛教徒的观点，对空的观点，对我的观点。这个我呢，不是我们的身体，也不是我们的心。这个我呢，是离我们的身，离我们的心而常住不灭的我。
Okay, so also they consider this is permanent, not the impermanent. You know, so the permanent, you know, go like continuation, you know, almost never nothing change, you know, the self permanent like that.
所以呢，这个我呢是常住的，它是不灭的，它是从一生过渡到下一生，它是不会改变的。
You know, so why they think, you know?Why they think? Because they believe future life. You know, but the body cannot go into future life. Also, same thing, they believe the mind cannot go into future life. You know, what goes is something there, you know, called self. You know, the body and mind cannot go into future, but they have to say something, you know, goes life to life. You know, so this is self, you know.
为什么他们会这么想呢？这是因为呢，他们相信有未来世吗？他们相信有下一生，这样他们觉得，诶，我们这身体呢是不可以过渡到下一生的，因为下生也是一个新的身体。同样，我们的心呢也不可以过渡到下一生去。所以呢，既然这个身和心呢都不能过渡到下一生，所以到下一生去的呢是一个叫做我的东西。
Good, like that. So then after Buddhist doesn't accept with what non-Buddhist said, you know, that can, if the self is impermanent, then how can experience all the suffering and happiness? Buddhist cannot accept. Self is permanent self, Buddhist cannot accept. Also Buddhist cannot accept something totally separate from body and mind, thatNot the self, that kind of self exists. You know, Buddha said, cannot, impossible to exist that one. You know.
佛教徒呢，不能接受这样的看法或这样的观点，因为他们不能接受这个常住不灭的我。为什么呢？如果你有这个常住不灭的我，它是不会改变的哦，这样你就不能感受到快乐，你就没有办法感受到痛苦。因为它是不会改变的。好，这样佛教徒呢也不能接受这个离身心而独立的我，这个我不能离开我们的身体而身，我们的肉身和心呢而独立存在，这样的我其实是不存在的。哦，这是佛教徒的观点。
So the Buddhists believe the self cannot be permanent. No, if permanent, then cannot experience. No, like there's no cause and condition.Cannot be changed anything, you know, so self cannot be permanent, you know, must be impermanent, you know.
佛教也认为呢，这个人我应该是无常的，它不可能是常住不变的。如果它常住不灭不变的话呢，你根本不可能有新的感受或新的经验，你根本不可能经历任何东西。
So the Buddhist view is that, you know, the self must be dependent on the aggregate, you know. Without depending on your aggregate, self cannot exist, you know. The self must be dependent on the aggregate, you know.
佛教徒认为呢，我们这个人我是依我们这个五蕴身呢、啊，这个五蕴身五蕴合而成的身呢而升起的。
Okay, so then Buddhists say that's not that self, like not depending on the aggregate. Without depending on the aggregate, you know, the independent self doesn't exist. You know.
Buddhist 徒认为呢，这个我，这个我人我是依我们的五蕴身，这依我的五蕴身而升起的，所以呢，没有这个没有离开这个身心而能够独立存在的我。
Okay, so that's like that. So now, you know, then in Buddhist we have many different scholar, different tenet, you know, talk about them.Different, we have four different type of tenet, you know, so then some of the tenet, they believe what is self, your aggregate is the self, some of Buddhists, they think that. Then, a little bit after that, then some of them, they think like that, your mind, you know, the, what's called,your mind is self. No.
在佛教徒当中啊，像我们有不同的宗派，有不同的学者和大智者，他们对我呢就提出他们本身的看法。这样呢，有一派的宗派是提出呢，其实呢，我呢就是我们的指，我们的这个五蕴身，我们的这个肉身五蕴身，像这是他们就根据这个方法来修。可是呢，有一些过后呢，就有一些宗派认为，诶，其实不是这个我们的五蕴身是我，我这个人我呢，指的应该是我们的心。
Okay, so then when it's aggregate, you know, like form, the smell, the five aggregate. Some of the Buddhists they believe that this is the aggregate, you know. So then also that.Then, because your path and regret doesn't go to the future life, you know, when you die, your path, you know, the aggregate have to leave behind, you know, it doesn't go to the next life.
为什么他们推翻了那个前面的讲这个五蕴身的不是这个我呢？我们五蕴身指的这个五蕴指的是我们的色受想行识，对不对？我们心经里面有讲到吗？这个色蕴、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴、识蕴，这个五蕴呢组成我们现在的这个生命啊。所以呢，他们觉得这个五蕴身呢是不能过渡到下一生的。因为我们这一生完了，这个五蕴身、色身完了，受想行识全部都完了，他没有办法过渡到下一生去，所以呢，这个五蕴身呢不是我。
Okay, so then a little bit better after that, like, you know, what you call? Yeah, then a little bit better, you know, after that, they believe not the aggregate, but the mind.Also, there's many different mind, you know, the sense consciousness and mental consciousness. So, between these two, then not the sense consciousness, but the mental consciousness is the self, person, so not aggregate, so the mind, you know.
所以呢，他们这样分析的话，我们就看到他们对这个我的认识呢，就越来越细微了，越来越精致了，细致了。所以呢，他是比这个指五蕴身为人我的就更进一步了，就所以呢，他们就认为这个心呢是我。可是当你讲到这个心是我的时候，人我的话的时候，我们要分哦，我们佛教徒讲的心呢，我们有什么有没有感官的那种感受，那个心识。就是我们通过色身香味触这感官的心识，还有我们的意识啊，所以它指的心呢，讲的心为人我，指的是我们的意识，这个意识比较细微的那个意识，所以它讲这个心呢啊，这个意识呢是我们的人我。
Okay.
大家还在吗？
啊，totally confused, no?
有时已经到外太空了。
So, yeah, so, many are Buddhists. Okay, there's four different tenets in Buddhists. No? Like, most of them, like Sutra school, Mahayana school, then Autonomous school, most of them, you know?Even the first one, I don't know what to call.
Babashika.
Babashi school. Many of them, most of them, they believe the mental consciousness is the self, no? Which continue from life to life. You know? So mental consciousness is the self, you know? So they believe that.
当我们讲这个对我的那个认识啊，还有空性见，因为我和空性见是合在一起讲的。像在啊藏传的佛教里面呢，我们就有所谓的四部宗义，就它也分成大概四个宗派。其实讲四个宗派是个大概的说法，就有些宗派可以合在一起了啊。所以分四个主要的见解。那第一个呢是那个啊，那个我忘了它的翻译了啊，它是啊。Vaibhashika 就是他是根据他因来犯的，就是我就有不宗。如果我们根据啊、根据他的那个讲的那个道理来讲，他就叫做有不宗。然后第二步呢就叫做经不宗，就根据佛经啊、来建立他的观点。然后呢第三个宗派就叫唯识宗，然后最后一个宗派呢就叫中观宗。这样每个宗派其实还有不同的支派啦，所以大概是这四个，有部宗、经部宗、唯识宗还有中观宗。像前面的几个宗派，如果你是讲经部宗啊，或什么唯识宗，他们都是以这个心呢，我们的心识来建立这个我的。
It's a difficult topic, okay? Now, one way here, we're just looking when you say self.Oneself, me, you know, looking for that, what is me? The idea is that, what is me, what is I, you know, what is a person, so looking for that, you know, one way is very simple, you know.
所以呢，当我们讲到这个空性见啊，我们和这个四部宗派合起来的时候，它当然是比较艰难的，它比较深的，就，可是有时候我们可以讲，当你讲到这我的时候，你可以这样分析，诶，什么是我们所谓的我？这个我呢，到底在哪里？我们可以用这个很简单的方法呢，去辨证，去找出来。
Yeah, so here, so many are Buddhist tenet, so they believe the mental consciousness. There is the self, there's the me, there's the person. So when you look, you really look down, who is the person?What is the really person means, you know? Then many of Buddhists, they believe your mental consciousness is the person, that is the me, you know, like that.
这很多的佛教的宗派呢、他们都认为这个心识呢是我是建立我的基础，因为呢他们如果讲我是谁，我在哪里，我是什么的时候，他们就觉得从这方面去分析呢，我们这个心呢、我们这个心就是我。
Yeah, so for us also, like somebody asks you, who are you? You know, who are you? What are you going to say? Your body is you? If somebody asks you, what is your answer? Your mind is you? If somebody asks you, what's our answer?
所以当有人问我，对我们来讲啦、当然有人问你的时候，我是谁？你的身体是我吗？心是我吗？你会怎样回答？是你的身体是你吗？还是你的心是你？
When I say me, I'm happy, I'm unhappy, I'm suffering. You know, who is I? You know, somebody asks you, what's your answer?
如果有人问你，我很开心我很不开心，我很痛苦，你的我在哪里？你怎样回答？那个开心的我在哪里？ 那开心的我是谁？你会怎样回答？
啊，
给回答，给回答。
What do you think? That somebody asks you, "I'm suffering." No, but who is I? No, what are you going to say? You're going to point your body or what? You're going to point to your mind or?
如果当你讲我很痛苦，我现在很痛苦，这样呢，我们就可以问：谁是这个感到痛苦的我？你会指你的身体呢，还是指你的心？你要指哪里？
Yeah, when you say I said must be depend on the body, according to Buddhism, without depending your body, there's not the self exists. Independent self without depending the, your body.Independent I outside there, it doesn't exist. But this view is there is the self must depend on your aggregate. No?
所以呢，当人家这样问你的时候呢，叫我感到很痛苦，你当然是要指和你有关系的，对吗？所以呢，你就可以看到这个我是依我们的肉身、我们的身体而成立的，我们的运而成立的。你不可能指我很痛苦，你指外面的东西，对吗？外面不可能我很痛苦嘛。所以离开身体、肉身而成立的我是不可能的。所以没有离身体而成立的我。所以这个你讲到我很痛苦，我说他必须依靠你的运身而成立，同意吗？
So what do you think if somebody asks you, "I'm suffering"? When you suffer so much, you know I'm suffering. You know, when you are so happy, then I'm happy. You know, then somebody asks you, "Who is you?"What will be answered there?
所以当你说哎呀我很痛苦，哎呀我的痛苦很多很多，或者你感到很开心，哎呀我非常开心，这样这个我呢到底是谁？这个我在哪里？你会怎么样回答？如果有人问你哦，你很开心啊，这样这个你在哪里？这个开心的你在哪里？Auntie is here. The happy me is here.
Huh?
It's here.
Where?
The auntie say happy me is here.
On your, on the left? On your left?
在你的膝盖上吗？
那你说在哪里？不是在这里哦。那你又跑掉，又跑掉，又没，不是在这里哦。我跑。
你的跑掉是跑去哪里？
啊
？You say must be here. Or me must be here.You cannot be outside. If outside, you run away.
Must be here. Of course,
must be here.
Must be here. Not on your leg, yeah? Not on your hip. Not on your tummy. Why?
所以一定要在这里，对吗？可是是在你的膝盖上呢，还是在你的肚子里呢？
就是你坐到边上，你的心里想在哪里，就在哪里，
你的心里想在哪里，它就在哪里。Because you are here, so it depends on the mind. If you think you are here, it's here, no?You think it's there, it's there, no?
So whatever your mind thinks, then correct.
所以就是你的心想在哪里在哪里，是你的心啊，你的心啊。
So it's big thing. One thing is very big thing, this one. Understanding the self, you know. Yeah.
所以呢，要了解这个我，要能够辨认这个我呢，是一个很大的一个课题来的，
Yeah, but you look in Buddhist sutra, you know, sometimes Buddha say your body is the yourself, you know, you can see that word in the sutra. Sometimes you can see in the Buddhist sutra your mind, you know, your mental mind is you, you know, Buddha said also that.
所以当你看佛经的时候，如果你去翻佛经，你去读的话，这样有时呢，在一些佛经里面呢，这样佛陀就讲叫做运身是我，这样有时在另外一些佛经里面，这样佛陀又讲你的心识为我。
So also Buddha said that Buddha says you is empty, you know, that's I is empty. No.
像佛教又讲，佛陀又讲，哦，你是空的，就是我是空的了。
So you're asking questions, Devan, about that. I'm talking about I is empty. I is emptiness. No, not I is empty.
哦，所以呢，他讲的就是我是空的。这空并不是没有东西的意思。这空不是没有东西的意思。
So what I'm saying here now. So many of Buddhists, you know, so your mind, you know, really look down.The self, you really pinpoint. You know, that many Buddhists, they believe, you know, your mind, the mental mind, you know, that's cause life to life, you know, that create, you know, experience, you know, continuation, experience good happiness, you know, your mental consciousness is the self, but many Buddhists believe that.
这样很多很多佛教徒呢，他们就很深入的去辨识这个我，这样他们很深入的，然后他们就指出，诶，其实呢，是我们这个心呢、啊，我们这个心识呢才是我，因为我们这个心识呢，能够去感受到，能够去创造新的那个感受啊，所以它是一个延续不到，我们的心呢是一个延续不断的东西啊，是一个相续来的，所以呢，他就能够感受到好的东西、不好的东西、快乐还有痛苦。所以这个我们的心呢，这个相续不断的心呢，就是这个我。
So, also many of Buddhists again, you know, or many of Buddhist tenet, most of the Buddhist tenet, they believe inherent existing I. You know, that means.I exist. When you look it, you're able to find it. No, so this is the very basic tenet. You know, exists from its own side. No, like that. So therefore, exists from one side. So when you look for it, for example, the self, you're able to find it. This is their tenet. So they have to find it. So then.When they look it, then they have to possess something, not the body, then no other option, just the mind. Within mind, sense consciousness, mental consciousness, then boils down to mental consciousness. You know, they have to put like that. You know?
所以呢，很多的佛教的宗派，我们讲有四宗啊。四个宗派，像他们都认为呢，是有一个从他的施舍处能够成立的这个我，从他的施舍处能够找到的那个我，比如说你把我放在那个地方，你是可以找到的，是从他的施舍处。所以呢，这个我呢，当你去。找他的时候，你讲有这个我的存在，你去找他的时候呢，你是可以，你深入去分析，你是可以找到这个我的，这个我在哪里是可以找到的，这是他们的观点。所以呢，他们就很深入去分析这个我，这样因为他们认为可以在施舍处找到这个我，如果在施舍处找到这个我的话，就表示他是有自信的。他可以自信存在的这个我，在这个自信存在的他去找的话，就可以找到这个东西。这样看我们这个身体呢，我们这个我呢，是身体和心两个结合，对吗？既然这个我呢，我讲这个我呢，你放在他身体不对，因为身体呢会坏掉，那下一生是下一生吗？是不同的身体，所以既然不是这个身体的话，这个我呢应该放在哪里？就放在我们的心咯。所以这个我呢，他们就相信是我们的心。可是我们的心呢，还有一个很粗分的那种感官的感受的那种心，我们看到的东西啊，听到东西，这感官一感官的经历，这个心比较粗分的心，他认为就不是这个，而是比较细分的那心识，心识的心。因为细分的心识的心呢，就可以过渡到下一生。所以他们就把这个我呢，施设在这个细分的心识上。所以这个心识它就叫做我。
So here we have this kind of belief. You know, we believe that I am there, I am here, but you know, we have this strong belief there. I am here, I am under cushion, you know. But you really look down, whether you're able to find the eye, you know, within your body, you know, when you look at that, you know, whether you're able to find that or not, you know.
所以呢，通常呢，我们都相信我，我就在这里，我是坐在这个团圃上的，我现在坐在这里，每个人都觉得，哎，我啦，我就在这里啦，我坐在这里。可是你如果要去找这个我在哪里，你找得到吗？你讲这个我就是我的身体，所以你在你的身体，你可以找到这个我吗？你所谓你施舍的这个名字我，你要把它贴在哪里？贴在身体的哪里？啊，这个叫施舍处。
Yeah, so when you feel very angry or sad.You know, you feel very angry or sad, miserable feeling, you sit down and you look at that. You know, the miserable feeling itself is not yourself. You know, that is just a feeling. You know, I'm miserable. You know, I is the experiencing the miserable. Yeah? The miserable mind is not yourself.
有时候我们会感到生气，有时候我们会感到很伤心，有时候我们会伤心。可是呢，它并不是我，它只是感受。我感受到伤心的感觉，我的感受是伤心的。可是这个伤心，这个感受并不是我。
Yeah, so you sit down and look for that who is experiencing the miserable, you know, look for that.
所以当你坐下来的时候，你去想，或者你找，诶，究竟是谁感受到这个伤心？
So when you look like that, you know, so there's almost in all article. You know, so like that when you suffer, you know, then we see, you know, I'm suffering, you know, something there, you know, something there, I'm suffering like that, you know. So then,like that. But you really look at that, I'm suffering, who is the I? You look for that, almost impossible to pinpoint, you know?
所以当我们感受到，比如说我们感受到痛苦的时候，我们觉得，有某一样东西，某一个方面，某一个地点，某一个，就是某一个东西，让我们觉得，我们觉得痛苦。感受到痛苦，可是你坐下要去找那个痛苦，那个某一个地方，那个东西啊，你去找，真正去找的时候呢，你却不能很肯定的把你手指指在就是这里，就是这个东西，你找不到，你指不出来。
No, if you meditate like that, I mean, this is not emptiness, but when you think that, oh, there's not such I, you know, I used to believe something there.No, inherent existence I, something inside there, no, the solid I, you know, inside in my body. I used to believe that, you know, then, but you really suffer that time, you look at there, you are not able to see that, you know, what you used to believe, when you experience that kind of suffering, when you look for that, you are not able to pinpoint, you know.
所以呢，这是比如说我们讲哦，这是我们去观修啊，要去修，其实也不是观修了。就当我们感受到一个 比较强烈那种情绪的时候，像比如说我们感受到很痛苦的时候呢，我们觉得很伤心的时候，像你要去找那个我伤心的我在哪里的时候，我们通常呢，平常我们都相信呢、啊，这个我呢就是存在我们这个神系里面的某一个地方，它一定在那边的，要它是很坚固不变的，一定有一个我在里面，而且它是自信存在的，不需要特别，没有什么因缘的，就是自己会自动在那边的。我们通常都有这样的感觉了，就在那边的我就是感觉到了。可是当你感到很伤心的时候，你要去找这个我这个伤心了、啊，这个你一直相信存在的这个我一定在那边的那个东西。当你很伤心去找，哎，究竟是这个伤心的我在哪去找？你很仔细的、很深入的去分析的话，你去慢慢一点一点找，应该在那边，应该在那边去找找找。你发现到最后，其实你找不到，你找不到这个我。
Yeah, so when you say like that, when you think like that, so then immediately you are not when you look like that, you cannot find, you know, oneself, you know.What you used to believe, you know, so you really cannot find, you know, when that happened, you know, so then you have another question, who is suffering, you know, you're not really finding that, then your question, who really suffer, you know, who is suffering, you know.
所以当你这样去看去想去分析的时候呢，你就找不到这个我了。所以呢，这个你一直啊，一直连想都没有去想的，可是你就相信了它是自主存在的这个我，一直和你哦这一生哦永远不分离的这个我，你一直相信它存在的这个我。可是当有事情发生的时候，当你去深入的这样去分析去找的时候，哎，你却找不到这个你一直相信存在的我，这样你就应该问，到底是谁感受到这样的痛苦
？So say, maybe another example, you know, when you attach a certain object, you know, when you see it's extremely beautiful, an object, then you attach.To that, then you see, you know, the object from outside, 100% beauty from the outside. You know, you believe that, you know. Then you try to achieve that object with that belief, you know, seeing, believing. Then you put effort to achieve that. You know.
另外一个例子呢，就是。我们的执着或者是我们的贪啊，我们的贪婪啊，贪的执着，比如说我们觉得有一样事物是很吸引人很漂亮的，所以我们就起了这个贪的执着，比如有一样东西你觉得在外面在看哦，是百分百啊，很漂亮很吸引人的，吸引得不得了，所以你相信哦，这个就是了，所以呢，你就花了很多时间、很多精力啊，因为你相信这就是最好的、这最漂亮，一定要拥有这样的东西，所以你花了很多精力啊去追求。
Yeah, so we are like that. So we don't see that your mind involved there, the beauty object. We never think that our mind involved there. But what we see is totally from the object.100% the beauty came from the object. We believe, you know, we see, and we believe that way. We never thought it's coming, nothing to do with your mind, you know.
所以当我们看到这样的，哇，是美的咯，啊，我们就起了这样的贪执，这样我们就去追求，可是呢，我们却从来不相信了，我们从来都不会相信。我们看到认为这样是美的东西，漂亮的东西，贪执的东西，是因为我们的心呢起了作用，我们的心呢有一个作用，所以我们的心呢让我们去感受到这样的东西，所以呢我们的心呢起了这样执着，我们认为 这样的贪执和我们的心是没有关系的，是因为那样事物本身，它本身是100%的，就有这样的优秀的品质，和我们的心没有关系的。
Yeah, so same thing when you see the unpleasant object, you know, when you see the enemy, when you see unpleasant object, you know, you see that whatever unpleasant object, 100% coming from the object, we never think that, you know.Your mind involved there. Your mind made there. You know, we never think that. You know, this 100% coming from the object. When you look at enemy who irritate you, you know.
所以当我们同样的看到一个丑的东西啊，不好看的东西啊，这样呢，我们就觉得，哎呀，这个树为什么这样难看，这树本身呢就是100%的这样的难看，哦，所以这和你的心呢是没有关系的，因为这事物本身就有这样的特质，所以这事物本身呢散发出100%的丑的气质，所以你觉得，哎，这个和我的心没有关系，不是我的心呢，造作而起的作用，你不会去这样想的。那同样的，我们的敌人也是这样的。
Yeah, that how we believe, that what we see, that how we believe. But you look carefully, you know, but is that true? You know?
所以呢，这就是我们相信的东西，我们相信的事物存在的真相。可是如果当你去仔细的去看，或者仔细去分析的话，这到底是不是真的呢？它就是这样的。
Is that true?
事情的真相是这样的吗？
Not true. Yeah, that is not true in reality. Yeah.
事实上呢，这是不是这样的。
Yeah.
是不是分别
的？啊？
是有分别的。
对，对。She saying that this is our conceptual thought.
Reality is that, but we don't think that. Yeah, when you see beautiful object, your mind is attached in that object. We don't see that your mind made that. You know, it's coming from the object. When you're angry with the person, you never thought that your mind made that. You know, it's totally coming from the object.
所以呢？这其实呢不是事物的真相啊，事物的真相并不是这样的。所以当我们看到一个很漂亮的东西的时候，外在的东西的时候，我们就起了这个贪执。这样我们认为呢，这是因为这个事物本身它就散发出吸引人的这个特质，和我们的心是没有关系的。我们心呢没有在这样的过程里面没有一点关系，没有起任何作用。好，这和你的心没有关系的。同样，当我们生气的时候，我们觉得有一个人或一个事物让我们感到生气的时候，我们也是认为这和我们心呢是没有关系的。它就是让我们生气嘛，因为它就是有让人家生气的那个特质。
Yeah, so, but we can see that, you know, but here to understand,
So we 这样讲的话，大家可以大概明白吗？
Okay, here, for you go in the market, in shopping center, I don't know what you like, whether you like the bag, or whether you like watch, or you like diamond, I don't know, whatever you prefer, you go to shop,You know, you see maybe diamond, somebody likes so much the diamond, then you look the diamond. You know, it looks so beauty, and you like so much. You know, we can see that you don't see that your mind makes, you know, the beauty is in the object. You see that immediately, you don't think nothing to do with your mind, you know. The object there, diamond or bag or shoe, I don't know, or clothes or whatever. Whatever you like, you know?
Bags, shoes. Oh, oh. 所以我们可以举一些例子，比如说当我们去外面血拼的时候啊 ,shopping 的时候，当我们去买东西的时候，比如说有没有我们看到一些钻石啊，你觉得哇这个钻石好漂亮啊，哇我好喜欢啊，也觉得他很喜欢。所以你就觉得诶，这个钻石本身它就散发出这个迷人的气质，哇就很喜欢很喜欢。可是你不会觉得这是因为你的心呢起了这个贪执，所以你很喜欢这个钻石。因为心起了贪执去喜欢，你觉得不是的，是因为它本身就很漂亮，所以就该迷人。所以呢，同样的，当我们去购物，我们去买我们的包包啊，或我们的鞋子啊、衣服的时候，就哇，然后我觉得我们就被吸引住了。我们觉得这个东西本来就是很吸引人的。
啊、，so what I'm trying to say is, we don't think that your mind level the beauty. We never think that. And beauty is always an object.No, immediately we think that. We never think your mind involved there. So my point is that.
我们从来不会想到，这是因为呢，我们的心呢造作了，我们心呢施设这个美丽的标签呢，把它贴在那样东西上面。
Yeah. But our mind involved. You know, but we don't think that. For example, you see this nice thing, you like it so much.Then you buy it, you know, you pay maybe $1,000, I don't know, whatever you buy. So expensive, you buy $1,000. When you pay it, when you had in your hand, the beauty is double, you know.
The beauty stops.
Double.
Huh?
Beauty becomes double beauty. You
know? Oh.
Huh? Doubling the beauty.
通常我们看到这样的东西的时候，我们在这样的情况下，我们不会想到我们的心呢有任何的关联呢。就我们想看到一样东西啊，我们心起了贪执，可是我们想到我们心已经起了贪执了，我们没有心想到我们心呢在这样东西里面呢施设处，比如说包包啦或者钻石啦，这个施设处，我们把施设处施设了一个美丽的标签，啊，太好了，太漂亮了，哇，我喜欢买。那你就去买了，但买了肯定你付了很多钱了，你付了1000块啊2000块，很贵很贵，可是你都舍得丢啊，砸钱啊，去烧钱。在你买了过后，哇，当他包包拿到你手上的时候，1000块，哇，你就感到哇很开心，而且呢，你开心的加倍啊，哇，已经到你手上了，你看，所以你开心的成什么？为什么？去 goodbye。啊，所以你会觉得，其实你会觉得，哎呀，太漂亮了，这几千块太值得了。哦，你会觉得，很便宜啊，其实很便宜。
Like that, yeah? No?
是不是这样的？人们就问问啊，大家是不是这样？我不知道，我没有买过，所以我不。
你不知道
？I don't know. I don't have such experience.
You never go shopping. You never buy the thing.
Don't have diamonds. I don't have bags. don't have.
So anyway. So but what I'm saying is here. So our mind make same object. Same, exactly same object, whether in the shop, whether you buy on your hand.Object doesn't change. Same object. But your attachment is different. You know, you look differently. You cherish differently. One should belong to you. You know, you like more, you protect more. It's mine, you know. Something you pay, so become mine. Then you see much beauty. But object the same, you know.Exactly the same object, but relate with you, that become more beauty, more value. You know? So that what we see.
所以这和我们的心呢是有关系的，因为同样的东西啊，比如说你去购物啊，去买了一个包包啊、钻石啊等等之类的，这样的这个东西呢，到了你的手上，其实是同样的一个东西，可是呢，你的贪执啊的程度呢不一样了。因为这个东西呢，如果到了你的手上的时候呢，你会已经觉得，哎，我拥有了这样东西，我有了这样东西，这东西在我的手上，所以呢，你会更加喜欢那样东西，这样你会更加呵护这样东西，这样你会觉得这个东西呢，就在我的手上，哎呀，变得更加漂亮了，哦，所以你的那个贪执和真爱的程度呢，其实呢就增倍了，增加了。可是呢，在你买之前和买之后，那东西呢是没有变的，它还是一样的。
So here I'm trying to say is your mind is wrong. You know, from there you can see your mind made. Nothing changed in the object, but.Your mind make different, no.
所以呢，外在的事物本身呢是没有改变的。可是我们的心的染着，使我们看同样东西呢，有了不同的分别。
So same thing. Then again, you see that in the shop, of course, the bell.Pull down or become dirty or tear down, you know, you're okay. No. You don't feel any pain. You don't feel any pain problem. You're okay. No. No, but after you buy, send back, become dirty or tear down, miserable, so much miserable there. No. Send back, you know.
同样的例子，你可以这样想。如果呢，那个包包或钻石或者衣服啊，或者鞋子啊，在那个店里面呢，如果它突然间掉下来啊，或者变脏了，或者是有一些破损啊，或者什么，你觉得哎，和你没有关系的哦，和你半点关系都没有。可是当你把这样的东西买回家的时候，哦，比如钻石啊，或者是你的包包啊、衣服、鞋子。当你买回来在家里的时候，你拥有这样东西的时候，突然间它有一天倒下来，或者是弄肮脏了，或者是有点破损了，哇，你就觉得哇，心痛得不得了。
What are you talking, huh?
You're talking about bad shoes, diamond you bought home, then dirty your tear,
yeah,
then feel very miserable.
That I know. Yeah. So I'm saying, so here, so in the object, what we see, you know, we never think that your mind involved, you know, your mind level.The beauty and your mind level the ugly, we never think that. No, totally coming from the object, from the object side. But is that true? Totally coming from object? Then Buddhist point of view is not true, you know.
所以呢，当我们看到外在的事物的时候呢，通常我们都不会想到这和我们的心呢有关系。和我们心的贪着了，我们贪嗔痴有关系。我们的通常我们不会去分析，其实是我们的心呢施舍了一样东西在这个施舍处。所以我们就觉得哦，这样东西是很好或什么的。其实事实上的真相呢，其实这样所谓的好不好或东西，其实并不来自这个事物本身。
So, a Buddhist logic is this, the beauty or ugly, unpleasant, is 100% from object, nothing to do with your mind, then Buddhist logic is everybody have to see same, you know. If 10 people look, then must be have to see same, you know, nothing to do with your mind. Totally coming from object, then 10 people look, that same object have to see same thing, but it's not. You won't see that. You know, you tell people look one object. Not everybody see beautiful. You know?
如果呢？如果我们运用佛教的这个逻辑来看，如果一样东西的美丑好坏是百分之百从那事物的本身散发出来的，和我们的心呢一点关系都没有的话呢，就根据佛教逻辑，如果是这样的话呢，这样呢不同的人呢去看这样东西，因为事物本身是有这样的特质嘛，他有这样的自信了，这样的自信，套句佛教的俗语叫自信。如果他自信就是这样的话，这每一个去看的人呢，应该都有同样的意见。如果这样东西，它是很漂亮的，而且这漂亮是来自本身，这事物本身，它的自信的话，这样十个人去看这样东西，十个人都会说同样的话。他的意见都是一样的，可是呢，当我们看到这个东西的时候呢，十个人去看，十个人有不同的意见，所以就告诉我们，这个事物呢，其实它并没有自信。
So like that. So those when you look at the object, you know, maybe.Maybe can be example the flower here, you know? I don't know. Oh, came out. So, when you look at the flower, you see there's, yeah. Not everybody, see, I don't know here, maybe everybody see beautiful, I'm not sure, but. But even you see some beautiful, but not everybody see same thing.Even the beautiful, but see different way. Not everybody see the same thing. Yeah. So, but now my point is, it's beautiful there, but when you look at the beauty in the object, where is the beauty? You know, at the stand, at the flower, you look down, you tear down, where is the beauty you look for? Peel up, you don't see beauty. You cannot find the beauty.When you peel up each by each, where is the beauty? Where? Oh. You cannot find the beauty.
所以呢，这就是事物的真相了。就是我们讲到和空有关系了。你的问题是空哦。啊，对。所以呢，当我们看到外在的事物的时候呢，比如说了。哦，我们就拿这朵玫瑰花来做一个例子。当我们看到这朵玫瑰花的时候呢，是不是每个人在座的每个人都觉得这朵玫瑰花很漂亮？并不是每个人都觉得这朵玫瑰花很漂亮的，对不对？哦，就算每个人都在座的每个人都觉得这朵玫瑰花很漂亮，可是每个人觉得这朵玫瑰花的漂亮的程度都不一样。有个人可能觉得他是百分之百，有些人百分之九十、百分之八十等等了，每个人的漂亮程度都不一样，对不对？ OK， 每个人都同意了。OK， 所以呢，这个事物本身它的所谓的漂亮的这个特质，那我们讲漂亮特质，如果佛家来讲，就这个漂亮的，它有没有自信的这个漂亮？它的这个漂亮，它的美是从什么地方来的？它的漂亮呢，是从这朵花本身，还是它的花茎，还是它的叶子而来的？哦，如果你把它的叶子拔光了，它还漂亮吗？如果把茎拔掉，它还漂亮吗？如果你总这漂亮，它的漂亮是来自它的花的话，那把它花瓣一朵一朵这样拔开来，到底是哪一个花瓣是最漂亮的？是那个漂亮的地方，还是你把它拔光了，你全部都觉得很漂亮？所以当你要去找这个花的那个漂亮的时候呢，你却找不到。所以它自信的漂亮，百分之百从它那边来的那个漂亮的自信在哪里呢？
So talking about the emptiness now, right? Your answer, your question I'm answering, huh?
所以你的那个空空观正见，你的空性见就是这样，可以用这朵花来回答。
So here again, same time, but not denying the beautiful is plow is beautiful, but not saying that we are saying plow is beautiful. Yeah, same time you must understand that we are not saying, I'm not saying plow is not beautiful. Yeah, plow is beautiful, but when you look the beautiful in the object, you are able to not pinpoint.
所以呢，当我们讲这朵花，你的找不到它漂亮的地方啊，或者那个特质在哪里的时候，并不是说这朵花不漂亮，这朵花是漂亮的，这朵花是漂亮的，哦，可是呢，我讲的是什么？这朵花呢是漂亮的，可是它漂亮的自信。你找不到，它没有永恒存在、独立存在、不变的自信漂亮。
So it's quite difficult, yeah. You need to think more, yeah. At the same time, there's the beautiful flower exists. You must know that first place. That rose is beautiful.I'm not saying rose is not beautiful. Okay? Rose is beautiful. Beautiful rose exists. But same time, when you look at it, where is the beauty? Then you look from top to, you know, by one level. At the end, you don't see the beauty. This is the beauty rose you pinpoint. You are not able to pinpoint this one, you know.
所以呢，当我们这样的去分析啊，进一步的分析的时候，我们就会看到那个事物的实相。可是呢，我们必须讲的就是，漂亮的玫瑰是存在的，它是存在的，你可以看到它是存在的。可是漂亮的玫瑰存在的时候呢，你同时如果要问的时候，它的漂亮在哪里？这样你就去分析的话，一点一点去分析的话，就从玫瑰的花子分析到叶和茎的时候，你却找不到那个漂亮的那个特质，那个不变的漂亮的特质，那个是不，你就找不到了。可是你当你看到玫瑰的时候，这漂亮的玫瑰是存在的。
Okay, so the answer, the Buddhist, the final view,the what called the consequent middle school, the final view, the Nagarjuna view. So the answer is, you know, you are not able to find beauty in the object from top to bottom. So, but same time, the beautiful flower exists. How does that exist? That just level by the mind, you know. So that.You cannot find there in the object, but exists, but mainly labeled by the mind. So that's the Nagarjuna view, the final view of Buddhist philosophy, you know.
所以呢，这是佛教的终极见解。我们讲终极见解，就是你进一步分析最细微的，哦，最高层次的终极见解，这也就是龙树菩萨传承的见解，所以我们叫做应成中观派，这是佛教的中观派，应成中观派的那个终极见解。就当我们看到这朵花的时候呢，我们从它从头分析到它的根呢。花头分析它的根，我们找不到它漂亮的那个特质的点，我们找不到。可是呢，当我们看到这朵花的时候呢，这朵漂亮的玫瑰花是存在的，我们可以肯定它存在，每个人可以看得到的。只是你去分析的话，那漂亮的那个点特质你找不到。 像这朵漂亮的玫瑰花是怎么样存在的呢？你讲它存在呀，可是你讲它又没有哦，没有漂亮，这样不是很矛盾？它是怎样存在的？它是依我们的心借助名言安立而存在的，借助名言啊，一个名字啊，漂亮而安立而存在的，就是我们的心呢，去在这个玫瑰花这个地方呢，施设了漂亮的这个名号。所以我们讲假名言而安立。
So like that. So same to the person, go back to the person, okay? Same idea. No, when it's a person, you know. Again, here, you know, we're not saying the person doesn't exist, the person, I'm not saying that.You know, person exists, but looking within your body, within your mind, not able to find the person. You know, that in Buddhist, the final view, you're not able to find, you know, not able to pinpoint, you know, this is the person. You know, not able to find that at all, you know.
同样的，我们以这个玫瑰花的例子，把它转回来看我们这个人我。我们这个人我，我们并不说这个人我不存在，这样不存在你怎样在这里呢？我们这个人我，我们这样看的时候，它是存在的。可是呢，我们要找出这个人我，它是自信存在的时候，它的特质100%的特质是不是自信存在的时候？像我们从我们头分析到我们脚，我们从我们身体分析到我们的心呢，这样一个一个去找的话，一个去分析的话。我们却找不到这个自信存在的这个我，你是找不到的，就好像玫瑰花一样，花瓣一贴贴贴，你找不到的。所以呢，这就是我们的终极见解。
So not able to find that. So therefore, you know, when you say I is empty, you know, I is empty. So that means empty of true existence. You know.So like that, I is empty meaning that the true existing I, what we used to believe, somewhere there, you know, that kind of I doesn't exist. So, you know, I is emptiness.
So, you know, 我们找不到这个自信、独立、不变的这个我。所以呢，我们讲我是空的，或者我们可以进一步讲。我是空无自性的，所以我是空无自性而存在。所以我们所相信的这个存在的这个我呢，我们自己心里相信的100%有这个自性的这个我呢，你去找的时候它是不存在的。
Yeah. So, but then emptiness is I.No, so when you look at the eye, you are not able to find that. So it doesn't mean again, I doesn't exist. You know, you cannot find I in the object, but same time I exist. You know, within empty, not able to find, but I still exist. You know how? But only labeling by the mind. You know, so therefore, in reality within emptiness.The I appears, you know. Within emptiness, I exist, you know. So therefore, emptiness is I, you know.
所以刚才我们讲的是我不异空啊，就是你去找的我分析，你找不到那个自信存在的我，所以我是空的。可是呢，空不异我。空不异我，就是当我们去在进入这个空性的时候呢，我们看我们是找不到这个我的，这个我是不存在的。你去空里面找不到，可是这个我呢，我们去这样看的时候，它就确实存在的。每个人看都是存在，所以这个我到底是怎么样存在的呢？所以呢，它 它的存在是依我们的心呢、啊、去假立。这个假不是 fake， 不是不真的意思，这假是借助的意思。这假名言而安立，就借助这个名啊，我们用的声音啊，我们所用的标志啊，叫名言，来安立这个我的。所以呢，在空性里面呢，所以我们就讲，在空性里面呢，这个我呢就依名言而存在。所以名言假设的我是存在的。自性不变的我是不存在的。
So the very short answer is that, you know, what is voidness is empty up true exist. You know, you make short answer is like that. Somebody asks you, you make short answer is like that. You know, what is emptiness? What is voidness? Empty up true exist. You know.
所以呢，当别人问你的时候，什么是自性，什么是空性嘛？空性正见或什么的时候，当人家问你的时候，你就可以这样去回答了，就是我们这个我呢，这种我呢是空无自性而存在的，你可以这样简单的回答。
So like that. So, don't worry. It's extremely difficult topic. Okay, extremely difficult topic. So you are hearing maybe first time. Don't worry. Yeah.
这是一个非常比较艰深的一个课题了。啊，如果你是第一次听到，你第一次来中心就听到这空空性的话，是比较难的。
Yeah, but we read as the every, you know, most of people we read, you know, emptiness is form, form is emptiness, emptiness not other than form, then what is poor line that one has got.
所以当我们有些人每天都读这个心经嘛，所以我们就读哦，色非空，空非色，即是空，空非色，受想行识亦复如是，时与人，我们就读很多空空空空空啊，其实他的意思就是这样。
So,Yes, you know, Aha Sutra is about that, you know, talk about the emptiness, you know, discipline of emptiness.
所以心经本身呢，讲的整个经讲的就是这个空观了。
Yeah, so I mean slowly, we have, there's some commentary you can read, you know, so, but not easy, of course, to understand this final view, not easy, so,What here I'm talking is today's. Sometimes we need to think, sit down. You know, who is I? When you're happy, so exciting, then you think, who is I? When you're very feeling down, sad, who is I? You know, look for that.
所以呢，我们有一些论事啊。这个论释是专门解释这个经典的、哦、他们去解释经典什么意思的，所以在论释里面呢，我们可以读到有关这空的那个解释，所以大家可以去读，自己去读，可是这个论释呢是不容易读得懂的，是不容易理解的。这可是有时候当我们自己坐下来啊，在静下来的时候去熟悉啊，这样我们就可以去进一步分析了啊，到底谁才是我。尤其是我们感到很开心啊，很兴奋的时候，你想诶，这个兴奋的我是谁，他在哪里，你可以自己去想去分析。或者我们感到比较伤心啊，或者情绪比较低落的时候，你可以想诶，这个情绪比较低落的我，诶，他是谁啊，他在哪里啊，你可以用这个方法慢慢的去分析哦，一个一个慢慢去把它找出来，看它在哪里。
So what I'm saying is look for that, meditate for that, look, find for the I, find the self, you know, like that. So same thing, you know, like when you say I am old, you know, when you say I am young, you know, you look for that, you know, I am young, who is I, you know, You know, but I exist, all I exist. You know, all depend under your body. You know, your body old, then you say I'm old. You know, when your body is young, you say I'm young. You know, so but what is I? You know, so need to look for that, meditate for that. You know, your body is not I, not yourself. Your body is not yourself. You know.
所以我们可以呢去做这样的分析修，分析修，去找出这个我，到底这个我呢，我们所讲的这个我，它到底在哪里？比如说从一个角度来看，比如讲哦，我很老，或者讲哦，我很年轻，这样这个老的我在哪里？这个年轻的我又在哪里？好，所以你就去可以去这样的去分析。其实无论是你老或者是你年轻，你这个我的感觉我还是存在的，对吗？这老的我是存在的，年轻的我也是存在的。所以就为什么会有年轻和老？所以这个年轻和老的分别只是因为我们的这个肉体，这个肉身吗？肉身的关系嘛，这个肉身经过比较多年了，我们就讲比较老，比较少了，在世上比较少年轻，我们叫年轻。所以这个我，你就可以进一步去分析了哈。不要讲太多，你继续讲。
Okay, so next, I think next Sunday we don't have class. We have the high job puja. Okay, so break. Next Sunday we don't have class. And another one, yeah.
所以下个星期我们又休息了，因为下个星期是终极码头明王法会，所以是星期六、星期天、星期一，因为星期一是开斋节 holiday 啊，所以大家可以来。就三天呢，我们在这里会举行码头明王法会，终极不是普通的码头明王，是终极，哎，机密不是终极，对不起，机密。Most secret Hayagriva 机密码头明王法会Rinpoche, what's the benefits of this most secret Hayagriva puja?
I think they put in the website, no? ABC website, they can read.
Clear obstacles.
ABC website, they put that. They can read the website.
所以那个机密机密码头明王法会呢是有很多利益的，大家可以去看我们的海报。我们还有对不起啊 ，No translation. The poster has no Chinese translation. Oh, 那个传单就有，传单就有传单已经翻译出来了。
Make it short. So, the ideal is the manifestation of the.Compassionate Buddha in wrathful respect, you know, to clear the obstacle, you know, we have harm by the non-human beings, are human beings, you know, all those are especially for that, you know, purified, all this.
Okay, 简单的来说呢，这个吉米马头明王法会呢，其实马陀明王就是大悲佛了，我们讲的大悲观世音了哈。大悲佛他的化身他的愤怒相的化身所以他这个愤怒相的化身呢，能够很快有效的清除人及非人呢所给予的障碍啊，这个消除这个障碍啊、业障啊，还有伤害等等，所以它能给予我们加持、保护，还有净化我们的业障。这最简单的。
Okay, stop here. Today, I talk. Got some question, then talk to you, please.
所以今天呢，我们就到这里。今天本来是要讲的修心八颂，可是呢，这空观正见太大了，课题太大，所以我们就。回答了一道问题。好，现在我们做回向这个比较大的这个法本第三十二面。
So next class will be easier. So today I just talk all these difficult topics. So, but...
所以大家不用担心哦。有人如果第一次来就这个空你就已经脑袋看到情形了，不用担心。下一堂课呢，Rinpoche讲会比较容易。 啊，课题会比较容易。
Yes, I mean, so don't discourage my point. Don't discourage.
所以这堂课你听不懂没有关系，下一堂课你来，下堂课呢会比较简单。
You know, so there's so many things to learn. So many things to learn. You know, so almost never ending. You know, so I, for myself, I study about 1920 years, but still I'm studying. Whenever I read, there's so many things to learn. You know, so but my point is, don't discourage. You know, until you are not enlightened, there's something to learn. You know, put more effort. You know, so that.
所以大家不用觉得气馁哦，或者是哎呀我听不懂，因为呢，因为在跟你讲，我们讲佛法浩瀚如海，所以呢，佛法的知识呢是好像海洋一样深的，哦，像天一样广大的，所以呢，只要我们还没有证得佛果，还没有成佛，就是有东西要学的。像 Rinpoche 本身他已经读了很多年了，他现在他就觉得诶还是有东西他可以学的，他需要学的，他还是一直在读的，所以我们应该向他学习，每天都要学，等到你成佛了你就可以放假了。
So you need to listen Dharma, you know, you need to listen Dharma if you are not enlightened. Once you are enlightened, then you don't need to listen Dharma.From there on, no.
Holiday. So, 只要你还没有成佛呢，你必须啊去多听闻佛法，啊，就需要多听闻佛法，啊，直到你成佛啊，然后你就不用听了，你要讲给别人听了。
Okay, we do dedication.
OK, 现在我们做回向32面。愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起，以生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。34面。勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切30善士佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。
Nelson, wave your hand.